Broken Eggs Media.
Faster performance, lower bandwidth costs, proven solutions for content delivery. Cashfly.com. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast, your favorite source for news, reviews, marketplace updates, rumors, and more. Brought to you by a wannabe pilot, a bowling ball, and a psychotic cow.
Welcome, everybody, to another installment of the Xbox Podcast. This is episode 46, Operation Denied, for the week of February 10th, 2008.
Hello, I am Mark, a.k.a. Wingman709.
And I am Kyle, a.k.a. Marnikow.
And I am your wonderful host, Brun, a.k.a. BJSwig33. This week we'll be talking about DLC for Burnout Paradise and Mass Effect, Duke Nukem Forever update, and Kyle runs through more details, dumb, drop, dead, dumb, and DLC. We then cover four, and now, yes, I did say new games.
Did I hear that correct? Did you just make fun of one of my news stories?
No.
He made fun of all of them.
I said details, drop, delightful, dead, delightful, DLC. Not dumb, which you thought you may have heard.
Okay, all right. But, I'll keep that in mind, Mr. I'm going to buy us all Gears of War collectibles.
Okay.
I'll trade mine in for a McFarlane Halo 3 Master Chief collectible, though.
I'll think about that one. I'll think about it.
All right.
Okay. After Kyle's wonderful news story, and after the news, we will cover four, and yes, four brand new games coming out this week in our future story. Before we end this show, Soul Assassin 808 hits us up with another question, and it's all about achievements, so let's hop to it.
I'm Danica Patrick, IndyCar driver and GoDaddy girl. I know a little bit about speed, so take it from me. If you want a fast way to make a name for yourself on the internet, GoDaddy has everything you need. GoDaddy got me online fast. And they can do the same for you. .com names as low as $1.99. When you have something to say, say it at GoDaddy.com.
Before we get started, Wing, do you want to run through the gamer card update?
Sure. We have our Xbox Podcast gamer card on our website on the right-hand side there, just beneath the three of us, our game cards. And we're up to 30 people that are contributing to our score. And right now, our current score is 324,640 points. And we're trying to reach 500,000. And we're actually climbing pretty quickly. And I know that we got some guys doing the 360 voice challenge. And we'll get an update there in just a minute. And I know they're really contributing to this. And we've seen some people add themselves to our card this week. So if you want to help us reach that 500,000 point, just go ahead and click on our gamer card and feel free to add yourself to it.
All right. I know you guys weren't beat up the host, but I was this week and played a little Call of Duty 4. I had three people with me. It was Malarkey 144. And for these next two tags, I'm going to butcher them. I'm sorry. I should have asked you how to pronounce them before I jumped off. But I want to say Stingeton, like S-T-I-N-G-E-T-A-T.
I would say Stingeton.
Stingeton? Okay. And then XX Assassin, so X-S-I-C-X Assassin. So we did all right.
Sounds good to me.
What's that?
Sounds good to me.
We did. I had a good time. I ranked up like four spots, I think, the whole time.
Oh, Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty. Yeah, we got in one room where the guys were like prestige times 10. There was a couple of them. And they proceeded to beat us up. And then, like, the last capture point, they just didn't capture and just, like, sat around and waited. So I was like, all right, guys, just don't run in there. Just let them capture it because the time was running out. And then I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, man, I was the host of this game. I should have just killed it right in the middle of it and had them all just yell at me. But I didn't. So, but it was fun.
You're an honest gamer.
You're respectable.
Yes, I tried it. It was, I mean, come on, guys. It's like, it's, you know, we were playing Headquarters, and it goes to 250, and I would like to play more games of Headquarters instead of just sitting around while they get, like, a couple more kills. Definitely when they're prestige times 10 and they're ranked 55 in that. So, but other than that, Kyle, give us the challenge update. Give us the top three.
All right. Well, yeah, the top three is basically the most notable because it drops off pretty good. And So we'll start off with XX Pure Chaos XX in first place with a jaw-dropping 3,065-point gamerscore increase. And now he did start at 565 and went up to 3,630. So, yeah, I'm going to say he pulled out the Avatar, the TMNT.
Fight Night.
I'm just guessing. Just a complete guess. Fight Night, King Kong. And then trailing about 1,400 points behind is Bashful Llama. And then behind him, 300 points behind him is Slider's Q. And then... then the big drop off to Wingman with 230.
That's not even worth mentioning.
and notable mention in seventh place, Monica Cow, and in eighth place,
I got zero. Yeah,
0 points. Yay! Yay for me. Yeah. So basically, that's it. It ends on the 14th, which is Valentine's Day, everybody. So. So whoever wins will get a nice Valentine's present from 360 Voice / Old Spy / Xbox
Sweet.
Podcast. So that's what I got. Looks like I think we can almost hand it to Pure Chaos, but you never know. Never know.
Yeah, now it's time for me to start playing and catch up with him.
3,000 points, yeah, right.
No, I don't have time to play that much. I blame it on Call of Duty, because every time I play, I want to play Call of Duty multiplayer.
And yeah, and
I
no
don't
achievements.
Get achievements.
But you know what you can play is GRA 2 co-op multiplayer achievement.
You know what? I played that the other day, and it's like impossible, man. It is brutal. It's harder than the previous games, man.
Is it harder than Hideout?
Yes.
Oh, no.
There's this airfield is the only one I got to play so far. And, man, there's guys everywhere. And we didn't even have it on hard. We had it on default level. And guys are just crawling out of the wood. They actually are crawling in the grass and shooting
Dude,
at you.
Dude, that's freaking awesome.
Wow.
I was just like, these guys are crawling around.
Dude, we're gonna have to hook up and play this week.
It's amazing, man.
I'm going to have to buy it.
I've already downloaded it, so I just haven't put in my GRA 2 disc since I stopped playing it.
Xbox Podcast would like to welcome a new sponsor to the show, GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy.com is a one-stop shop for gamers to get everything you need to make a name for yourself on the web. Starting at just $1.99, you can get your own domain name with free hosting, website, personalized email, quick blogcast, and much more. A .com name is the best way to plant your gamer flag on the internet. GoDaddy's free Website Tonight site builder service makes it a snap for gamers to get your website up and running in no time with all the tools you need right at your fingertips. With more than 800 easy-to-use templates, you can build your own website even if you've never done it before. Just open your internet browser, select your images, and type your text. Just like that, your site gets built or updated. Add flash animation introductions with your own music, forums for people to gather, movie and video files to your site, and even RSS news feeds that keep your content fresh and visitors coming back for more. And when you have any questions, GoDaddy.com is always there to help you with an army of over 900 customer support technicians. That means that you can call them anytime, day or night, any day of the year, and you will get a highly trained tech right away who will be able to assist you with questions you have. Plus, as a viewer of Xbox Podcast, just enter the code XBOX1, that's XBOX, the number one, when you check out, and you'll save an additional 10% on any order. So get in the game and get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
For clans that don't have a website yet, GoDaddy's website, Tonight's Site Builder, can easily get the job done.
Yeah, and it's easy to use and makes some really nice looking sites.
This just in, Xbox News is up right now.
All right, well, if you've heard me talk about it and brag about how awesome this game is, and that's Burnout Paradise. Well, if you've seen everything there is to see in Paradise City, and you've got all your events located and all your billboards smashed through, and you know you're like, okay, I need more. Well, we got some DLC on the way, and it's kind of interesting because, and we're not even sure how they're doing this yet, but Criterion is saying that they are not going to divide the community when their DLC comes out. Basically, when the DLC comes out, it will be released in such a way that it will allow everyone to see the content, even if they have not paid for it. Now, like I said, we're not really sure on how they plan to implement this look, just don't play, you know, type of DLC. But we're sure they're going to make it pretty seamless for everybody. And, you know, my only question is, how, you know, the game does require a hard drive, which I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but if you want to play the game online, you are required to have a hard drive for this game because it does a lot of caching.
Yeah, I saw that in a news story.
Me too.
So it's
I thought that was kind of weird.
It's kind of interesting, you know, how they're going to do the DLC. And if people haven't paid for it, and if you have an arcade, I guess you couldn't play anyways online, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. I do remember Crackdown. People could see some DLC if they didn't pay for it, but they could still see it in their game. So I'm sure Criterion's going to do the same type of thing that the people that made Crackdown did. So
yeah, they'll have it together. They're a good developer.
They are. The game is awesome. If you haven't played it yet, at least go rent it. It is a lot of fun.
All right.
Yeah, whatever. Burnout sucks. Whatever.
Kyle, how about you do your wonderful story that I've been looking forward to the entire podcast?
You know what? I do probably have a piece of a story that you would like to hear.
I know.
Maybe. Possibly. Possible. All right. First of all is what Brun loves to hear is that, start off with details, Peggle co-op and online multiplayer has been announced for the Xbox 360. Woo! I'm so excited.
I hear people talking about this all the time. It's like everybody's addicted to it.
I don't even know what it's going on, and I saw a news story just on Joystick that said that it wasn't coming to the DS, so I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Anyways, so I don't know what it's about. I just know that there will be co-op and online multiplayer, and I believe it's an XBLA game, so have fun with that. Now, Microsoft has come out and said that Crackdown 2 is possible.
Mm. Oh, hook daddy up.
So, take a look at that. Might be a little interesting with Saints Row 2 also coming out. Now, I got some GTA 4 details like everyone likes to hear. Because the true sandbox game is the first one, and that's GTA. So, who cares about Crackdown 2? Talk about some GTA 4. First of all, missions are going to be denoted on the map with a symbol and a suggested route, which is amazing. Let me just tell you right now, I played Saints Row, and it has that, and I'm just so happy that they're going to include this because you couldn't, I mean, it took me so long to try to get around these streets to these icons on GTA 3, and oh, I'm so happy. I can't wait for that. Now, another big deal is ammunition shops will no longer exist in GTA 4. And in case you need a little refresher, the ammunition shops is where you bought, like, all your guns. So I'm sure that they're going to have some other deals.
Ammunition?
Yeah, ammunition, it's the name of the store.
Like ammunition, but a nation on the end of it.
Oh, okay.
It's called, the shop is called Ammunition.
Ah, okay. I thought you were trying to say ammunition. And I'm like,
No. It's called Ammunition.
I guess I know if I play the game. All right.
It shows how much you play GTA.
I'll be quiet now.
Don't doubt. Okay. So those will no longer exist, so I don't know how I'm going to buy my guns, but that's kind of weird. Now, the default driving camera is going to be lower and to the left in order to be more realistic, but other options are available. So I don't know how that's going to play out, but that might be pretty cool. You can have a taxi drop you off anywhere in Liberty City, even at special locations such as restaurants and hospitals. So that's pretty darn cool, too. Says here that in one mission, Nico is tasked with killing Dr. Goldberg, a pesky lawyer. During the cutscene leading to his death, Goldberg says, "I don't fear guns, you know. Guns don't kill people. Video games kill
awesome
people."
Awesome right there.
That's kind of
Jack
funny.
Thompson, baby.
That's funny.
It's Mr. Goldberg, not yep. Dr. Goldberg.
That.
Yeah, a pesky lawyer. That is so funny.
That is so... I just now, I'm like, what, right when you said Jack Thompson, it like clicked. I was like, why is that funny? But then I was like, oh, that's... Dude, that's funny. Okay, and then the last update I got for GTA 4 is that Nico will wear a helmet every that's time cool. he jumps on a motorcycle.
They should have called the lawyer
first, kids.
Tom Jackson.
First. That's... That I don't know. Send an email to Take Two. I'm sure they'll, and Rockstar. I'm sure they'll do that. Okay. Now the next section is drop. Well, the HD DVD price has dropped to $129.99. So go pick that up. Oh wait, HD DVD is basically dead. Sorry. Moving right along here. To dead, and you know this is kind of an interesting one. We mentioned, I don't know if it was last episode or the episode before that or sometime in the past, we mentioned that, you know, when are they going to exhaust the Vegas port on Rainbow Six? And after Rainbow Six Vegas 2, the devs of Rainbow Six have officially confirmed that they will not be going back to Vegas. That they felt that they have, quote, exhausted every part of Vegas that they wanted to use. So look for the next Rainbow Six to be something else, which is kind of good news. I'd have to play Rainbow Six Vegas 2 to give my opinion on that, but I think it's time to move on. What do you think, Mark?
I'm glad they're going back to Vegas for a second time, but yeah, I think there's no need to do it a third time. This is a good call.
Okay. And, Brendan, you played some Vegas, didn't you?
Yeah, I actually own it now. I just haven't got back in to play it. Yeah.
Do you think, from what you've played, do you think it's a good move going after this one to a new city or somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Okay.
All right, and then my last section, finishing up my glorious section, is DLC. Now, we got Thursday, February 14th is PGR 4 DLC. They got a free challenge pack, which includes a tourist mode, which allows players to take in sites with their friends over Xbox Live, and free roam cat and mouse, where a slow mouse vehicle must avoid enemy cats. So, that could be fun. Now, that is the free one, but there is also a premium challenge pack, which, of course, includes the free pack, plus 7 additional cars, 3 bikes, and the World Challenge Arcade Mode, which gives you 20 arcade events and 3 themed chapters for 400 Microsoft points, which is actually a pretty good price. Additionally, the pack includes an auto update for PGR4 that sports 10 new achievements Three of them are exclusive to the premium pack. So that's pretty darn cool. That's pretty cheap for that much of a DLC, in my opinion. And then moving right along, Mass Effect Bring Down the Sky. That DLC will drop March 10th. That will be 400 Microsoft points and expands upon the Mass Effect story by introducing a new world featuring the Batarian race.
I'll have a little more on that here in a little bit.
Oh, that's right.
Nice way to steal Brunt's.
You're going
to
talk about that.
I even put mine in before you put yours in.
Apologize. I know I completely blanked out on it. I'm sorry. So listen to Brun's story because he expands on that. And don't forget to download your Rock Band DLC of the week on Tuesday.
Rock Band.
Okay. All right, Mark, Duke Nukem Forever. You got to be joking me, right? It's in the news again.
You know, this thing's this never going to go away, but...
Isn't this like the fourth time in like 14 years that it's been in the news?
Well, basically, the Dallas Business Journal was trying to claim
Dallas.
People in Texas, I don't know about them. But anyways, Dallas Business Journal was basically trying to say that they knew the release date of Nukem Forever and that it's coming to the 360 and, you know, that it was coming out sometime this year, actually. And of course, they encourage people to pick up the February 15th, 2008 edition of the Dallas Business Journal for a special report on 3D Realms confirmed the game's released in late 2008. Well, it's not exactly what happened, and George Broussard from 3D Realms has, you know, come out and said, we have not released any information to them. He's basically has said, why would we announce a release date to a business journal and not a gaming journal? You know, it's like, I think they're going to go to the big magazines to release it. You know, they're working on the game. That's still, you know, they're not going to release any dates. This is a company that's has said for what? This game's supposed to be out in 96 originally. It'll be out when it's done. So, and in fact, it even says in the news story, the release date is still when it's done. And so we're not going to hear nothing from them until they're ready to tell us, and we will hear it from someone other than Dallas Business Journal. So,
back in 96, that cracks me up. I was like a freshman. I was a freshman in high school, and Kyle was like 8.
Hey.
Kyle was a wee little laddie.
7. I was probably playing Nintendo around that age. Yeah, probably about right, Nintendo. Anyways. Dude, what do you got against the Dallas Business Journal?
Yeah.
I'm an avid subscriber. I take offense to that. I read it every day. I don't even know if it comes out every day.
All right.
Anyways.
Is it my turn? Is it my turn to talk about my stolen story?
Yay, Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah, woo! Let's hear about this again.
You don't even know. For all you know, you could be playing this off, and I had it first, and then you're stealing it from me.
You could skip it because the game is lousy anyways.
Well,
you know what? I resent that, and I still haven't opened it out of my GameFly deal. All right. But that's okay. I will let Brun talk about this downloadable content because I'm interested.
All right. Okay, boys and girls, just in case you missed it about 2 minutes ago, the first DLC for Mass Effect is coming out. And it.
Are you serious, Brun?
Serious.
Dude, that's so awesome.
I can see it right now. People listening to our podcast darn near drove off the road because they didn't know this was coming.
Dude, is it going to be for 400 Microsoft points?
Yes, it is. Hey,
dude, is it coming on March
10th? Yes, Kyle, can you guess how many GamerScore points might be in it?
You know, I'm not sure, but if I had to guess, I would guess 50.
Oh, you are the man. It's almost like you knew this story.
Oh, man, I know. All right. Well, let me
tell people what it is. Okay. It's Bring Down the Sky is the name of it. Downloadable or DLC.
Dude, are you serious? Bring Down the Sky. That's so awesome.
Comes out March 10th at 10 a.m. Dude,
you're just
points.
Full of good news. That's so awesome. I love it.
I'm going to start laughing so hard I'm going to pee my pants. All right.
Is he off his Ritalin today or what?
Dude, I ran out of Ritalin, okay?
We can tell.
Bring Down the Sky includes a new Uncharted world.
Dude, I haven't even played the game yet, and I'm so psyched about this run. I am psyched.
And it introduced the notorious and feared alien race of the, what would you like to call them, Kyle? Batarians?
I don't know. I'm completely stunned that there could be more. Well, why don't you tell me about
basically,
it?
Basically, they hijacked a mobile asteroid station. So... adds 90 minutes of action and is 50 gamer score. So
action, right? No action in this game.
Heart pounding action.
There's no action. In it. The only action is clicking. I would like to respond with this response.
So is it like KOTOR? Like,
oh, I don't know.
Do you want to enter now or later? Now.
Okay. I shouldn't slam it. I know we got listeners that really like it, and I know it was a real popular game. It's just not my style, so.
Have you ever played KOTOR or any other KOTOR?
I tried it and didn't like it.
KOTOR or Mass
Both.
Effect? Okay.
It's not my style.
Then you're just not an RPG
exactly,
guy.
So. Nothing against the
game.
All
right, well.
All right.
Take it with a grain of salt, people.
Well, since Kyle's done with all his news stories, let's hit some. Hey, do you want to, mention that we're going to hit some announcements and maybe go to the feature?
You know what, guys? We're going to hit some announcements, and then we're going to go to the feature.
Features. How many features do we have, Kyle?
We have all four. Right.
Dude, okay. Really? Four?
We have four? Are you
that
kidding
is so
me?
So cool.
All right.
You know what, guys? Let's just hit the feature and let's get going. All right. Come on, get your Ritalin. Let's go.
Thanks to CashFly, you were able to download our podcast with extreme speed. CashFly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. CashFly delivers unsurpassed features including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit CashFly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation.
It is feature time, and I'm going to start out. We do have four features this week, and the first one is Conflict Denied Ops. You get to go covert with the CIA Special Activities Division in Conflict Denied Ops. This accessible co-op first-person shooter features massive, extremely explosive firefights across destructible environments. So already I like it because A, co-op, B, first-person shooter, which is much better than RPGs, and extreme massive firefights and destructible environments. I'm already in, so hook a man up. You get to work as a team and utilize the specific skills of each operative to achieve your goal. Use the exploding objects to experience the ultimate in destructive satisfaction and be prepared for an endless barrage of enemies as you engage in Conflict Denied Ops. Some of the features, you get to employ two-man tactics. You can switch between team members at any time in the single-player mode for maximum control. You can have a friend join your game and play a team member either online, through system link, or split screen. You can explode your enemies. Well, that sounds cool. Levels are built around massive firefights with a continuous stream of enemies and tons of exploding objects littered around the level to help your cause. And you get to destroy everything. says obliterate your enemies with explosions, demolish buildings, blow through walls, and destroy almost anything in the environment. And this kind of reminds me, did you guys ever play that game Red Faction?
No.
I used to play that a lot on the PC, and you could like take a rocket launcher and blow a hole in the floor or the ceiling and drop down to the next floor. And it was really cool. Get in on the action. In single-player mode, you give commands to your teammate by pressing or holding a single button. Concentrate on the action, not complicated menus or control schemes. And deploy puncture tech. Strategic destruction is made possible with new puncture tech technology developed by Pivotal Studios. Blast open new pathways, shoot enemies through walls, or create holes in your cover to generate firing paths. And the overkill date on this is February 12th, 2008. So, cool. This sounds cool, and I hope we get a demo on this pretty soon.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I'm just kidding. My game is so much cooler this week, and you know what that is? Good, I'm going to tell you. Dark Messiah, Might and Magic Elements. Now, basically, it's powered by the Source Engine, and this game lets you experience the brutal combat, highly interactive environments, and dark atmosphere of the Might and Magic universe. It lets you jump into the boots of the Sarath in his of Sarath in his quest for truth and justice, and dive headlong into action-filled adventure where only your wits and prowess will make the difference. All right. Here are some key features that are included in the game. Cutting-edge technology. Discover the power of the Source Engine on the Xbox 360 with jaw-dropping environments, incredible graphics, and top-notch physics. Immerse yourself in an outstanding first-person experience featuring complete body awareness, realistic movements, and physics rendering, making Dark Messiah the first action game to feature a complete first-person combat system. You can challenge the forces of evil in 12 levels and master over 30 weapons and 12 devastating spells. You can engage the enemy in an intense melee combat with swords, bows, staffs, and daggers. You can summon magic powers or sneak into the shadows to stalk depraved creatures. Show no mercy as you carve deep into the enemy's flesh and use the environment as a weapon to outsmart the most defying monsters. Does 12 levels seem like not a lot? I just was noticing that. I don't know. That's my opinion. Okay. Might and Magic Universe, from bottomless pits to abandoned temples, dark catacombs, and swelled cities, explore the clime of Ashan, populated with fearless orcs, dreadful undead, elusive cyclopses, and many other creatures that defy nature's creation. This is the darkest side of the legendary Might and Magic Universe, where the forces of evil are stronger and more cunning than ever. Let's see. I guess the next one is fantasy storyline. Raised by a powerful wizard, the young hero Sarath has been trained in art of magic and art and war in order to fight the prophecy of the Dark Messiah. But the revelations of his past may alter his course and reveal an unforeseen path to the truth. And finally, our favorite here at Xbox Podcast, the multiplayer. Maps and gameplay have been totally tailored for an optimized Xbox Live experience, allowing you to play up to 10 players, enlist with the humans or the undead, and choose to play an assassin, archer, priestess, mage, or knight. Thanks to the brand new Crusade mode, earn new skills and weapons as you and your friends progress in dynamic online campaigns where only united teams will prevail. So that sounds pretty cool, actually. And the overkill date is a ditto from above, 2/12/08 or February 12th, 2008. And again, that's Dark Messiah, Might and Magic.
Yay!
Woohoo! Now, Brun, I do have to say before you start,
I was kind of in disbelief that there was actually a game coming out for like this new TV
movie.
Show that came out, because it's evidently it's pretty.
It's a movie.
It's pretty.
I believe so.
Oh, it's a movie.
Yeah,
oh, I
a movie.
It was a TV show. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Okay, I'm wrong.
Oh, that's
sorry.
Definitely staying in
but
the show.
But I don't know. Why don't you tell us a little about it? Because I don't know. It seems just kind of weird
well,
to me.
I'm kind of the same way on this. I saw a preview for the movie, and I'm just like, how do you make a game about this? But the game I will be talking about is Jumper. And jumpers are people with a genetic anomaly, tough one to say, that enables them to teleport, you know, themselves anywhere on the globe. And basically, I guess they've existed for centuries. There's a battle that's raging between the jumpers and the paladins. And they're basically just set on eliminating, you know, the jumpers from the planet. The Jumper game extends from this film storyline following Griffin, a battle-hardened jumper determined to avenge the death of his parents at the hands of the paladins. Griffin's quest to find the killer spans exotic locations around the world. Where's my music? Is that exotic?
Dun, dun, dun.
I was looking for the brown chicken.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Thanks.
Dude, I am tired. It's late. It's been a really long week.
Well, I want to make this quick. Some of the game features, you have the jump ability, you know, teleport skills, combos. They're exciting and intense layered combo fighting system. You're going to have finishing moves, enemy classes, deeply ranked hierarchy of enemy types. And let's see, the locations, of course, 5 combat arenas set all around the world. Unlockable abilities, unlockable skills and combos through gameplay. Available. Overkill date is 2/12/08, same as, of course, all the other ones. And it's for, comes out for other platforms, I guess, if you have other platforms too. You got the 360, Wii, and PS2. So if you do have any of the other platforms, you may want to look and buy it there, because it'll probably be cheaper than $60. Let's hope this is not a $60 game.
No achievements.
Yeah, but haven't heard the greatest things about this, and haven't really looked at it yet. But I just doesn't sound.
Like it's worth $60, yeah.
Like it's worth $60. So, but Overkill date, 2/12. And speaking of Overkill, he was on the forums talking. I think he was talking about Mass Effect Wing, saying if you played a little longer, it got a little better. I went to his. He's got a blog page like underneath his tag, and I went to it, and it's actually kind of funny. You guys are have to go to that. So.
Oh, I never even noticed. I did see his biggest Xbox podcast fan signature.
Yeah, underneath one of those, there's a link that goes to his blogger page, and it's actually kind of funny. So he just started it up. But
okay, Brun, to answer your question about if it's $59.99 for Jumper.
Yeah.
Well, it's $59.99, but you get a bonus graphic novel if you get ordered through GameStop.
Ooh.
Ooh, so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
But, Kyle, how about you kind of crank through this last
when
one?
When I first saw this coming out this week, you know what I immediately thought? And Mark, and well, Brun, too, you should know this. What was our first ever contest that we did at Xbox Podcast?
Hmm.
I don't know.
I thought it was for a faceplate. It's one I remember. We sent the Soul Assassin.
Yes. And what was one of the screens that we used for that contest?
Huh. Lost Odyssey?
Lost Odyssey. That is correct. And it was the guy hitting the P people with a sword.
Yeah, that was right. That was right when I first came. That was like my first or second show, I believe.
Yeah. I thought it looked pretty cool, and I'll definitely have to check this one out. So let's get right to it. Basically, a quick overview. It's produced by, I'm not going to even try the name of this guy. I'll try his last name. Sakaguchi. I don't know. Sakaguchi. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Of Mistwalker Game Studio, along with Free Pulse Incorporated and Microsoft Game Studios, leads a staff of gaming masters to bring a truly next-generation role-playing experience to the Xbox 360 in Lost Odyssey. Lost Odyssey is the story of Kame, an immortal character who has lived more than 1,000 years. Okay. And doesn't remember his past and doesn't know where his future lies. Through Kame's journey, a handful of characters will join him on an odyssey to discover their intricate past and destiny, leading players through a dramatic story of massive scale. Lost Odyssey will feature breathtaking visuals and an epic adventure made possible only by the power of the Xbox 360. Here's some features to look for in the game. Engaging and unparalleled emotional story, with story sequences penned by award-winning Japanese novelist Kiyoshi Sugimatsu. I think I did better on that one. In cooperation with producer Hironobu Sakaguchi, Lost Odyssey sets a new benchmark for the RPG genre with a combination of true-to-life cinematics and the story of immortal man who has been suffering in many ways for 1,000 years. Players will witness Kame's life as he lives through the many generations and becomes part of numerous families, falls in and out of love, and confronts all the conflicts that arise. Kame's struggles are set in a world that is on the verge of a mystical industrial revolution, okay, where mankind has attained dark powers. Lost Odyssey blends massively multiplayer online role-playing games, or MMORPGs, elements into the game's traditional RPG system, enabling players to make strategic decisions for a more immersive and deep gameplay experience. There's massive scope and engrossing environments. The massively scoped worlds, memorable characters, and epic storyline of Lost Odyssey play out like an intense and unsettling blockbuster action film. Heading up the artistic demands of the title is famed Japanese comic artist Takihito Inui. renowned composer. Gosh dang it. Nobu Uematsu has recruited to create a contemporary soundtrack, and of course realistic graphics in the next generation gaming powered by Unreal Engine 3 technology. Lost Odyssey boasts stunning visual fidelity and rendering quality. The Unreal Engine 3 technology pushes high definition visuals designs to a higher level and brings out the smallest details in the largest battles. Gamers will experience a rich, dynamic world with an unprecedented level of detail. Users can experience the true-to-life gameplay and facial expressions of emotionally distressed characters in the world of Lost Odyssey.
That's a lot of names in there.
So, yeah, they like to throw those names in there, don't they? The overkill date is 2/12/2008. Or February 12th.
All those names kind of remind me of something that was on Overkill's thing, and it's Robster Crawls. You guys are going to have to read it. Go to his blog. Wing, you might know it. I don't know if Kyle will know what it is. You might have to look it up. But
okay. Well, that's all I got. So I say, since I'm done talking, let's just go ahead and move into... this week's community update. How about that?
Do you think you have what it takes to be the host of a podcast? Would you like to get involved with a company that is taking the next giant step in how people get their media goodness? Well, Broken Eggs Media is looking for you. We have several openings available right now. We are currently looking for podcast show hosts and producers, audio and video editing specialists, graphics guru, experience in Photoshop, etc., animations guru with experience in Maya 3D Studio, etc., and webmaster with Joomla experience. Surf over to BrokenEggsMedia.com and click on Join Our Team.
Get your Microsoft points ready. Let's see what's new on the marketplace.
All right, well, this week, we know you're all looking forward to the 14th of February because it's Valentine's Day and whatnot, but what you really should be looking forward to is February 13th because Xbox Live Arcade's got a new game coming out, and it's Discs of Tron. So, personally, I can't think of a better way to celebrate Valentine's Day than by playing some Discs of Tron. So, there you go. Get it for your honey today, or on the 13th anyways.
Hi, this is Trapper Markells, a.k.a. Change Agent from 360 Voice, and you're watching the Xbox Podcast.
You've heard from us, now let's hear from you in this week's Community Update.
All right, before we start Community Update, we would like to take a minute to remind you all that we have some other great podcasts over Broken Eggs Media that you may or may not be interested in. We have the popular Worlds of Warcraft podcast along with Guild Wars. And so be sure to check them out and lend your support.
And I also wanted to say thanks to GoDaddy.com. We're very pleased to have GoDaddy as our new sponsor. And if you want to help support us here at Xbox Podcast, head over to GoDaddy.com. Check out some of their great deals and services.
And if you are going to purchase any of the services, make sure to enter the code XBOX1, that is XBOX, the number one, for 10% off. And now we can get into Mr. Soul Assassin's question. And he asks, do you guys think they should make achievements where you are forced to have a vision camera connected to get the achievement? And he says, like in Burnout, the achievement notorious, send 50 camera shots.
Yes, they should have this on every game.
You think so?
Yeah, because I have a vision camera.
I would say they shouldn't because I do not have a vision camera.
I would say that if you put one or two in there, I'm fine with it, but it won't make me buy a vision camera for 30 gamer score. I can tell you that. Now, if they did one for like 4,000, then yeah.
I think what they need to do is throw in some extra achievements and then just cap you at 1,000 points. So if I don't have a vision camera, you throw another achievement in there for people who don't have a vision camera.
That's lame.
No, that is not. It's
they
the same,
want you to buy the vision
camera.
It's the same
thing of
they're doing the
chainsawing 100 people in Gears of War. You know, congratulations for everybody who has 1,000 points in Gears of War. I'm glad you did it, and I'm, you know, proud of you. But I can't play that much Gears of War.
That's my point. Is it doesn't bother me, and I like it because, like I said, yeah, I have the camera, so I can get them, but there are a lot of achievements out there in games I've played that are pretty darn unreachable for me. So, you know, I consider this just, you know, one of the same things. There's games that don't require to have a camera, but they're almost impossible to get the achievements. So, you know, if you don't have the time and stuff to invest, I don't see anything wrong with it. Plus, I'll tell you what, the mug shots are great in Burnout. And I actually have a friend on my list who he always seems to be doing something different whenever the camera goes off and captures his picture. His gamer tag is Jazik, or as some of us call him, Hazik. And it's a blast to play with him online in Burnout. And the camera, what they did with this camera in this game is absolutely a blast. They got it spot on perfect and did a great job with it. It's the first time I've seen the use of the camera that was a lot of fun.
It does sound funny. I would admit that it sounds really funny, but I mean, even like I said about the extra achievement, I think they should do that with every game. And the reason why is because even like Call of Duty, you know, put some achievements in the multiplayer side. Whatever achievements I get, just cap me at 1,000 points. You know, you can throw in 200 achievements that total 2,000 points, but I'm going to get a range of them. And then, people can actually pick and choose, like, I'm going to go for this one and this one and not this one. Make it fun-er, you know? So, because the unreach, and you should make some that are hard. I'm not saying make it easy, but, like, the whole online stuff versus offline, you know, for Call of Duty, I'd love to have online achievements. But for Gears of War, I don't like them. So, I don't know. That's something to think about, I guess. But, so what's he do every time you take him down? He's like flexing in one and...
It's fun. I mean, it's just, there's all kinds of, you know, sometimes the dude's making faces or flipping you the bird or just, you know, I've just, you know, seen him, you know, just make different gestures that are so hilarious. And, you know, I it's funny too, because like if someone gets up and walks away, you see their car and you smash into them and you take some picture and all you see is like their couch, you know, and there's no one there. And it's just pretty cool, man. It actually is the first time that this game actually, because I had a Vision camera, but I always had it sitting on my PC. You know, I used it for other stuff. And, Brun and I conferenced a couple times. And this game actually made me actually permanently put it on my Xbox. And it's always in its place. And, you know, it's cool. You know, people get a picture of me in their lineup. And it's a lot of fun. It's cool because when you get taken down, it comes up. And the picture comes across the screen so you can see what you're doing, and it gives you a few seconds to pose before it snaps the picture and sends it. So
that's,
it's not like an instantaneous
funny
thing. It actually gives you a few seconds to respond to it, and I just think they did an awesome job. It's so cool.
As long as there's no nudity.
Yeah, I don't want none of that. And I ain't giving out any, so.
Yeah. Well, we don't want you to give out any, Mark.
That's good.
All right. Well, cool.
Let's get a Vision camera, Soul Assassin. Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, other than that, because I don't think we have any frappers, so before the end of the show, we'd like to thank Cashfly, who has been one of our sponsors from the beginning, and, dish out our shows, I guess, each week. So without them, we'd be crawling along. So, and actually, you know what? I did have another question before we do leave. Ace Black asked me about previous episodes. So if people are wondering about episodes, I think we have, 26 through, you know, this current episode now. He was wondering about some earlier episodes, and I mentioned that we happened to lose some of our files and data and whatnot. So if any of you guys have any of our older shows from, let's say, 1 to 26, you know, no matter if it's just one file, you don't have to have all of them, let us know, like shoot us an email at contact@xboxpodcast.com so we can maybe get that from you and kind of post, you know, lost episodes page or something like that. So for the people who haven't been, you know, listening since episode one, can actually jump in and listen up. So
yeah, and if you're also looking for something, send us an email and say, hey, I'd like to, you know, I'm curious about a certain episode, or I would like to know just what you did prior to that, and we'll respond to you. And we do have some of the shows, and we can try to get it to you. We just don't have all of them. So just let us know if you want something, and if we have it, we'll definitely be sure that you get a copy of it.
Cool. Yeah, I forgot all about that, and I apologize, Ace Black, that it's a couple weeks late. I do remember you asking me, and I didn't forget about you. I just temporarily had a brain fart. So.
Well, he actually asked me a while back for episode 12. I think it was for Forza 2. And I did actually have it, and I think I had it in every format. And he told me which format he wanted, and I posted it up and sent him the link so that he could get it. So I do have, we do have a lot. We just don't have them all. And, you know, so we'll try to help you out. And eventually we hope to get everything posted back up. So.
Cool. Well, that's all we got. Kyle, you want to take us down the home stretch here?
Well, if that's all we got, I guess that is the conclusion of episode 46. If you'd like, you can send your questions, comments, and complaints to contact@xboxpodcast.com, or you can hit our lovely forums at xboxpodcast.com/forums. This is Kyle, a.k.a. Moronic Cow, saying peace out.
And I am Run, a.k.a. BJ Swick 33, Robster Crawls.
And this is Mark, a.k.a. Wingman 709. Taking off to get some much needed sleep.
Thanks for watching the Xbox Podcast. Power up your game score each week by visiting us at xboxpodcast.com.
Like my porn site.
It is going into bloopers.
You're more than welcome to do that.
All right.
Put yourself in an understanding first. Out understanding. No. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
All right. Well, okay. Next week or this week or okay. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, okay, I see it. It's like all blended in there.
That's kind of weird.
And it says, yeah. Well, it says, this is Brun, a.k.a. Moronic Cow. So,
you put
right.
that in last week, I think.
Okay, hold on. I'll do a 3, 2, 1. I'll do mine. 3, 2, 1.